Decision by a school librarian in Cambridge is getting some national attention tonight after First Lady Melania Trump sent books to the school earlier this month as part of National Read a Book Day. The librarian sent them back. NBC Boston's Alicia Palumbo has reaction from Cambridge.
They say you can't judge a book by its cover, but the librarian here at Cambridgeport Elementary School in Cambridge is judging a shipment of 10 Dr. Seuss books sent to the school by First Lady Melania Trump for National Read a Book Day. In a lengthy letter titled Dear Mrs. Trump, posted to the Horn Book Blog, librarian Liz Phipps Soyero thanked the First Lady for this note she sent to the students, but said she was returning the books because, quote, my school doesn't have a need for these books, adding, why not go out of your way to gift books to underfunded and underprivileged communities? She also suggested that more thought could have gone into the selection of the books, saying, Dr. Seuss is a bit of a cliche.
Cambridge does not need extra books.
Perhaps the nature of the books that are selected could be a bit more thoughtful as well.
But while some parents supported the librarian's decision, others were surprised any school would turn away a cornerstone of learning.
I think all books are readable.
She should have said thank you to that, but not to send him back.
Cambridge Public Schools said it supports its employees' right to voice personal opinions, but noted, we have counseled the employee on all relevant policies, including donations policies, and the policy against public resources being used for political purposes.
Given that we are in Cambridgeport, I think that's to be expected, that they're going to make a, you know, political statement.